But surely this Milverton must be within the grasp of the law.
I threatened him with the police, Dr. Watson.
You're a very brave young woman, Lady Eva.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It was an empty threat and he knew it.
Yes, none of his victims dare hit back, so he can squeeze and squeeze until he's drained them dry.
How does he get people's private letters?
From servants in the main.
He buys them, presumably.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, for enormous sums. I happen to know that he once paid a footman £700 for a note two lines in length.
700?
Yes, and the ruin of a noble family was the result. There are hundreds in this city who turn white at his name.
Well, I do not propose to give in to him.
Then what exactly do you want me to do? Well, much as I hate to say it, I'm powerless. Unless you're prepared to allow a public scandal.
I cannot.
Well, then.
I want you to meet him on my behalf.
Certainly.
You may be able to discover some chink in his armor. That's possible, isn't it?
I must warn you, I think it's very unlikely.
Nonetheless, I wish you to try.
Of course.
And if the worst comes to the worst...
My lady?
I wish you to negotiate the best possible terms with that monster.
Oh, that one. He sent me round the note. Here's the very note. And this is what he wrote. Can't get away. Marry you to go.
Agatha.
Oh. Sir, you startled me.
Did I now? Carry on, girl. Carry on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
That's the way. Nearly finished, have you?
Yes, sir. Soon be nice and warm in here.
I'm expecting a visitor. Tell Hopkins, will you? On your way out.
Yes, sir. Of course. Will you be needing anything else, sir?
No.
Very good, sir.
Oh, Agatha.
Sir?
That young man of yours kept you out very late last night.
I didn't know you... Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
See, it doesn't happen again. There's a good girl. I should be sorry to lose you.
Ah, splendid. Hampstead Heath on a crisp December morning. There really is nothing quite like it.
That I'm prepared to believe. Holmes, why are we here?
No, the fresh air, the invigorating walk.
Please. I'm the purveyor of fiction. Remember?
Yeah, here.
Charles Augustus Milverton.
Agent.
So?
The address.
Ah. But we're not calling on him, surely. I'd have thought Baker Street for a first meeting tried to unsettle him a little.
Quite. Though I doubt he's easily unsettled anywhere.
Well, then?
We're here to observe. To examine the habitat of our snake before we pick up our forked stick. A man's house can be remarkably informative.
That's not a house. It's a fortress.
Informative.
Complete with guard.
Not perhaps informative enough.
No? Oh, surely it tells us a good deal about the man.
Such as?
Well, he's obviously wealthy.
We knew that already.
We knew that a great deal of money comes into his hands. Now we know that he husbands it carefully. Look at the grounds of this place. Immaculately kept. That means he has a sizable staff. It also means that he cares about such things. Show, appearance. It's not just a miser gloating over his hoard.
Excellent.
Do the servants know the source of their master's income, do you suppose?
They'd never allow it. It could give them a potential hold over him.
What, blackmail the blackmailer?
It has been done. I could quote you 7 examples from this country alone. Now continue with your character analysis.
This car,
yes?
Well, it's the highest quality, but look at the design, the typeface, the layout, all of it. It's ostentatious in the extreme, flamboyant almost.
You can't condemn someone for a lack of taste.
No, that's not my point. It's not just bad taste. There's too much effort in it. Trying too hard. The gardens here are the same. The ornamental gates, everything. He's a man who values appearances because he doesn't have anything else, anything more fundamental.
Not a man of breeding.
Ah, but someone who thinks he's a gentleman and cares a great deal that others should think so, too.
Wilson, you scintillate this morning.
Must be the cold.
I'll bring you out on these excursions more often, any more.
Well,
If a man's that successful in his profession, however debased it may be, he's obviously no fool. If anything, I suspect it's harder to rise outside the law. So he probably...